next on the 5 o'clock report.
First black woman ever nominated.
These are young, single, adult males.
The ball is now in Russia's court.
And where's Governor Kathy Hochul?
There's a bright side in the tunnel.
You can't do this. There's a law.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Tale of the tape. Good afternoon. Newly released body cam video recorded in August in Westchester County shows proof that the federal government is indeed releasing hundreds of illegal immigrants into communities all across this country aboard secret flights in the middle of the night.
The Biden administration has turned ICE into an unofficial travel agency, and morale has never been lower.
The tape, taken from a police body camera, shows a Department of Homeland Security contractor telling the cop at the Westchester airport not to mention to the media what was taking place there. Take a listen.
You don't want to be in somewhere where the spotlight is. Down low as possible. Because what we don't want to do is attract attention.
We don't want to attract attention, he says. New York Republican gubernatorial candidate Rob Astorino.
And where's Governor Kathy Hochul? She's complicit in this, too. She's turning a whole blind eye to all of this. She's more occupied about masking kids in schools and coddling criminals, and she's refusing to do anything about this.
The Biden administration says the passengers on the so-called ghost flights were unaccompanied minors. Not so, says former Congressman Jason Chaffetz.
These are young, single, adult males, and they are, this is not the women and children who are trying to flee some Central American country because she fears for her life. These are people who have criminal records.
The migrant ghost flights also landing in cities like Scranton, Pennsylvania, Miami, Florida, and Atlanta, Georgia. Texas Governor Greg Abbott accusing the president today of ignoring the rule of law by turning a blind eye toward the southern border.
If he cared, he would step up and do something about it. But he does not care about the carnage that he's causing to lives and communities across the entire country.
The governor says the flow of fentanyl across the southern border is actually killing more Americans than COVID. Vice President Kamala Harris traveled to Honduras today for the inauguration of that country's new socialist president.
Kamala Harris literally gets in a plane, flies over our border and goes to Honduras to basically have a party with a socialist. Do you understand how American people might look at this and say, what are you doing, Kamala?
The VP says she was in Honduras to investigate what she calls the root causes of illegal immigration. President Biden will nominate a black woman by the end of February to succeed the retiring Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer.
Once I select a nominee, I'll ask the Senate to move promptly on my choice. In the end, I will nominate a historic candidate, someone who's worthy of Justice Breyer's legacy.
Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton thinks identity politics should not be a part of the Supreme Court selection process.
I'm less worried about the color of the nominee's skin or her sex and more worried about her legal philosophy. I'm fearful that the president is going to nominate a left-wing ideologue who believes it's the Supreme Court's role to write the laws and make the laws, not apply and interpret the laws.
The 83-year-old Breyer stepping down when the current Supreme Court term ends in late June or early July. Moscow said today that diplomacy is not dead in the standoff with Ukraine. This despite the U.S. rejecting the Kremlin's ultimatum that Ukraine never be allowed to join NATO. Holly Williams has the latest on efforts to avoid a war in Eastern Europe.
The U.S. says the ball is now in Russia's court, but a Kremlin spokesman said this morning that Russia's main concerns have not been addressed by the U.S. He also said that the current situation is reminiscent of the Cold War.
Finally, some good news when it comes to the economy. The U.S. economy grew at its fastest pace since 1984 last year.
The U.S. economy grew at a 5.7% pace. That is the highest annual reading in almost 40 years.
Business analyst Jill Schlesinger. Critics contend the growth was negated by the highest inflation we've seen since the early 1980s. most Americans are thinking about quitting their job.
6 in 10 Americans already have a resignation letter written for when they hit their breaking point at work. A survey of 2,000 U.S. workers found 59% have contemplated quitting their jobs enough to have that letter ready to go, but haven't followed through with sending it just yet. Meanwhile, over a third of respondents say they quit their jobs within the past 2 years, joining a growing list of Americans who participated in the Great Resignation, a pandemic period seeing a record number of workers leaving their jobs. Brandon Dixon, Family Life News.
Thank you, Brandon. Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback Big Ben Roethlisberger announced today he's calling it a career.
Football has been a gift, and I thank God for allowing me to play it, surrounding me with great people and protecting me through to the end.
Big Ben made the announcement on Twitter. The future Hall of Famer played 18 seasons in the NFL, capturing 2 Super Bowl titles along the way. Still to come on the 5 o'clock report for a Thursday, paying parents to transport kids. Expect some clarity tomorrow on the mask rules and Oneonta, New York's Dear Dilemma. Our Mark Webster has the story after this.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life weather forecast. Rather cloudy tonight and tomorrow with a few periods of light snow and flurries. Most areas can expect a dusting to an inch or two. It'll be a little bit more east of Lake Ontario and southeast of Lake Erie. Temperatures spend most of tonight at or above 20, dropping into the teens late in western areas and then dropping into the teens area-wide tomorrow. It'll be very cold Saturday, cloud, sun, a little bit of lake snow and flurries, especially south of Lake Ontario and south of the Finger Lakes. Temperatures Saturday, single digits and teens.
All right, Kevin, it is the cold that just won't quit. Temperatures did moderate some today after that Arctic incursion this morning. Some places starting the day well below zero.
I am prepared. I just ride it out, take it as it comes.
The bitter cold comes ahead of weekend snowstorms expected to pound the East Coast with blizzard-like conditions. Forecaster John Elliott.
By Sunday morning, you have temperatures in Orlando below freezing.
Most of our listening area, except for the far reaches of Northeastern Pennsylvania, will be spared this nor'easter. The school bus driver shortage has gotten so bad in New York that the state's second largest school district, Buffalo, is actually thinking of paying parents to drive their kids to school. Buffalo officials said today it is unacceptable that so many students are waiting so long in the cold at the bus stop. Sometime tomorrow, New York should get some clarity on the indoor mask rule. A court's expected to make a decision on whether the masks come off or stay on at school and in the workplace. Good government groups argue this is a legislative quagmire for Governor Hochul.
There was no checks and balance, and the fear is what will happen next time. This time it was a mask mandate. But what if the government was mandating a vaccine, for example, without legislative authority?
Jason McGuire at New Yorkers for Constitutional Freedoms. The indoor mask mandate set to expire anyhow on Tuesday. The governor could decide then to extend the mask rule. A bill to make illegal immigrants eligible for health care is advancing in the New York State Legislature.
New York's Coverage for All bill would provide health care eligibility for those whose immigration status renders them ineligible for federal health care coverage. Assemblyman and sponsor Richard Gottfried argues the state should be a progressive leader in promoting health equity, and he added no New Yorker should be denied health care because of immigration status. Liz Warner, New York.
Hearings got underway in Harrisburg today as the Commonwealth gets set to cobble together a new congressional map. A Commonwealth court is looking at a dozen different proposals to divvy up the new political boundary lines. Dan Barkowiak with the Pennsylvania Family Institute.
We're losing population. Pennsylvania is one of the worst states in population growth, and we're losing congressional seats when these maps are being created. So Pennsylvania lawmakers, like our governor, absolutely need better solutions to this problem, this snowball that's happening in Pennsylvania, population law.
Governor Wolf and lawmakers became hopelessly deadlocked on the gerrymandering process. A West Seneca, New York couple facing felony charges for using fake vax cards to get into the Bills' home playoff game against the Patriots this month. Erie County District Attorney John Flynn.
I would readily admit this is not the Kennedy assassination, okay? This is not the crime of the century. I hate to be the, you know, the guy that says I need to send a message. I don't like being that guy, but you can't do this. there's a law.
Michael and Amber Knapp will be in court next month. They could get 7 years, but the DA recommending no prison time. Apparently, the Knapps were nabbed because of their social media activity. Pennsylvania politicians pushing for passage of prison reform legislation. Senate Democrats want to do more to help out incarcerated veterans.
We spend way too much money incarcerating people who are no longer a threat or danger to society.
No matter what the circumstances and reasons that a veteran might be serving time in prison, we should also be aware that they have served our country.
5,000 veterans in Pennsylvania are currently behind bars. Well, oh dear, they're saying in the city of Oneonta, this is a problem it needs to buck, says Family Life's Mark Webster.
That's right. A city council committee met this week to discuss the city's growing deer population. Oneonta's center city area has developed an overabundance of them. Committee member Catherine Pollock says she recently counted 8 deer meandering down several streets in the area, one of which got tangled up in her son's soccer goal. More serious concerns include traffic hazards and a possible increase in tick-borne diseases. Council member David Risberger says the issue may be partly self-inflicted by people illegally feeding the deer. A state environmental official will meet with the committee next month to discuss deer management options. No word on how much dough that might cost. Mark Webster, Family Life News.
Love it, Mark. Thank you very much. Your nightly market report is next. It is brought to you by Ambassador Advisors. Family Life's Dave Margolotti has the closing numbers on Wall Street.
Stocks reversing course today to end the day lower as investors continue to make valuation decisions based on the Federal Reserve's potential interest rate hikes for 2022. The U.S. gross domestic product ending at a higher than expected 6.9% annualized rate for the fourth quarter of 2021, and new unemployment filings were lower for the first time in 4 weeks. The Dow today down 8 points, the Nasdaq losing 189, and the S&P 500 dropped 23. Ambassador Advisors is a Christian financial planning firm helping faithful stewards do more. Online at ambassadoradvisors.com.
Thank you, Dave. This is the 5 o'clock report, a Thursday edition on Family Life.
Hi, I'm Rob West with today's Money Wise Minute. In the Old Testament book of Ecclesiastes, the writer talks about those to whom God has given wealth and possessions and power to enjoy them. Have you ever thought about needing power from God to enjoy what you have? God wants to bless us, but he doesn't want material things to take his place in our affections. As Jesus put it, we can't serve both God and money. It's human nature for our hearts to be captured by wealth and possessions. So we need supernatural power to keep those things in perspective and to keep our lives free of the love of money. So if you have money and possessions, pray for God's power to enjoy them, but not to be mastered by them. After all, he puts you in charge. Connect with a certified Kingdom Advisor who's been trained to deliver financial advice that aligns with your Christian values by visiting our website, moneywise.org.
Coming up on the 5 o'clock report, how a football injury saved a life in Pennsylvania.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. Another Arctic air mass is moving into the area, and our temperatures are dropping, and some lake flakes will be flying. Meanwhile, we'll keep our eyes on the coast. There could be a blizzard in Cape Cod this weekend, but that system will have little of any impact in our area. So the call is rather cloudy tonight and tomorrow with a few periods of light snow and flurries. Most areas can expect a dusting to an inch or two. There'll be a little bit more east of Lake Ontario and southeast of Lake Erie. Temperatures spend most of tonight at or above 20, dropping into the teens late in western areas and then dropping into the teens area-wide tomorrow. It'll be very cold Saturday. Clouds, sun, a little bit of lake snow and flurries, especially south of Lake Ontario and south of the Finger Lakes. Temperature Saturday, single digits and teens.
All right, Kevin, thank you kindly. Finally, 5, an injury on the gridiron may have saved the life of a high school sophomore from Mountaintop, Pennsylvania. Mason Gerton of Crestwood High suffered a knee injury during a football game last fall. His mom, Chastity.
After 6 weeks, Mason was still complaining, my knee is hurting. This is not working. There's something wrong.
An MRI later revealed that Mason Gerton's injury was a rare form of cancer.
I was in shock, shambles. I was just worried that this would ruin everything, that I wouldn't be able to do the things that I wanted to do in life.
It was crushing, being that I was a cancer survivor. I tried to be strong for Mason and not break down. At that moment, I wanted to crumble.
Mason's mom says had her son not gotten his knee blown out during that football game last fall, this cancer might have gone undetected.
If we hadn't found this early, it's not a good prognosis.
In the end, there's a bright side in the tunnel.
Yes, there is. And Mason Girton hopes to run out of that tunnel and back onto the field next fall there at Crestwood High in Mountain Top, Pennsylvania. What a great story. And that's the world we live in. Thursday, the 27th of January. I'm Bob Price. Family Life News.